We're with City Administrator Gwen Crawford and also City Engineer Chad Peterson from KLJ. There's been mentioned at the regular meeting on Tuesday that there's been some concern over the road that goes up to Love's in Valley City. Tell us, Gwen, your take on that.
Yes, we've had a lot of complaints about just the traffic down there and what we're going to do about the traffic backing up and the semis and the different issues of what's going on there. So we had contacted our city engineer to work with Love's engineer to see if there was anything they could do to help with the situation, and I'll actually let our city engineer take it from here.
The issue really kind of started here earlier this spring when there was a lot of the water runoff from the site was coming down the hill and going across County Highway 21 there to the west, and just trying to figure out what exactly was happening there. And we kind of noticed that the corner was built up there, and looking at that and kind of monitoring how what was happening there, we're noticing the trucks were making a real wide turn there and realizing that there wasn't enough of a turning radius built out there for those trucks to fit on the asphalt that was built under the project. So again, as Gwen mentioned, we were talking with the engineers from Love's there and kind of looking back and seeing exactly what was figured out with the original design and what we had there now, and realized that the original design had the trucks turning the corner actually crossing into the southbound lane to make that right-hand turn, which would ultimately create delays in traffic at the intersection there. So in order to mitigate that delay, the trucks were making sharper corners there and cutting the corner there. So what we reached out to Love's and their engineers and wanted to have a solution that would eliminate that delay and not have that those trucks cutting around the corner there. So Love's and their engineers have proposed a solution to pour concrete aprons on those corners to widen those turns to eliminate the cross of the traffic there. And we're working through the review process with them now, and they're hoping to have a solution built here yet this fall. Optimistic, obviously, with the weather conditions we have right now, it's looking to be more favorable fall for construction here. So we'll see how things go.